Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Yes, and it's time now for
Jen's Regional Roundup.
So every Wednesday we go to a different part of Ireland to hear what is happening in that part of the country. To Munster now we go, and Aideen O'Connell is standing by in Kerry. How's it going?
Hello Jen, how are you?
I'm good. How's things with you?
All good, just struggling through, you know.
Getting through. How's your granny?
She's good. She got the vaccine this week, the first one.
Did she?
So delighted. So it was, I think, the best news to get.
So that is amazing. And how did she feel when she got it? Did she feel like Superwoman now?
To be honest, I say Nana wouldn't even remember if she got it. That's probably the best way.
How did you feel hearing she got it?
I just a bit relieved, because it's just been tough on everyone, and especially on my mom and my aunts and my uncle, you know.
Yeah.
It's just so, they're so used to seeing her all the time, and like you couldn't see an end to it, but at least now you can, and you know that like we're getting a bit closer to being able to go over to her. And see, my nan is blind, so like she can't see, and like physical touch is really important, and you have to be quite close to her. So we're hopefully getting to that stage. And the nursing home said they were all great and they're all troopers.
Brilliant. Can I ask you, I don't know if you know the answer to this question, but how far apart is the first dose and the second dose of the vaccine? Is it weeks? Is it days? How long does it take?
Am I wrong? Is it 21 days? Is it supposed to be 21 days,
okay.
I think?
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure. I've heard a few different stories.
Okay, so she still has to mind herself until she gets that second dose anyway, and be very, very careful. So when do you hope to see your granny again?
I hope anyway, at the start of the summer. I'd love to see her. I feel like I'll start bawling because I didn't think it was affecting me that much. But every time I think of her now, I'm like going kind of burst into tears.
Yeah, I know. It's been so long. But listen, at least some good news with her getting the first dose of the vaccination. That is amazing. So listen, tell me about your first story. It comes from Limerick. Is that right?
Yes. So we don't know what 2021 is going to bring or what it's going to look like. But the people of Limerick have saved 2021 already with this story. And it was reported in the Limerick Leader originally before Christmas. And it's about Paddy, who is a little white West Highland Terrier, who was trying to make his way from London back to Kirkcora in County Limerick. So there's a bit of a story, Paddy. Unfortunately, his owners, Tom Kirby and Jan Kirby, both passed away in 2020,
mm-hmm.
leaving Paddy, you know, without his owners, on his own in London. But Tom had always said that if something were to happen to him or his wife, that Paddy would be taken care of. And that task fell on Robert, who is Tom's brother, who lives in County Limerick, where Tom is originally from. So anyway, they were trying to get the dog back to Limerick, but obviously England went into lockdown quite early in December, and then Brexit came in. And if Brexit is a pain in the hole for us,
mm-hmm.
it's also a pain in the hole for dogs, because Paddy had to get a passport and a load of health certificates and things like that. But somebody on the back of that Limerick Leader report put a Facebook post up, and the people of Limerick at home there and the expats of Limerick in London just came together and they got him home. And the Limerick Leader was happy to report that he's safe and happy back in Limerick now with his family. And I just thought that was the nicest story ever.
Oh, Paddy. Is Paddy the dog? Oh, Janie. I can't cope with stories about owl lads or dogs. It's the one that gets me. Do you have a story about, what else have you got me? Is something about a postman or...
Yeah, so this is it's a very important story now.
Okay, sorry, go on. Yeah, go on.
Very close to my heart because I come from a long line of postmen. My father's a postman for 30 years.
Wow.
My brother's currently a postman. My sister-in-law is a postwoman and her father is a postman. So, you know, if things fall apart and I'm out of work, I'm post if they're listening, you know.
It's in the family. It's in the blood. It's in the blood. Yeah. It's in the blood, yeah.
The lineage going, you know, so just hinting there if they're listening. But this is from Echo Live in County Cork, and I just thought it was the funniest thing ever. And it centres on this woman called Dr. Claudia Maria Wagner, and people might know her from this RTE programme called The Cat Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
She was on that show with her prize winning Maine Coon. Like, this cat is a monster, looks like a tiger, to be honest. But anyway, she breeds them, and people know her because of the cats. But she's originally from Germany, and she obviously received a lot of letters and postcards over Christmas. But there was one in particular that stood out. So the people sending it to her didn't have a proper address. They didn't have a second name on it either, but it was all they knew that she was from Garryvaughan, County Cork.
Okay.
So the postcard was addressed to Colm and Claudia, she's German and they have a rake of cats. And that was it.
That was all they put on the envelope.
That was all. And they just said, hope you have a happy Christmas. Don't have your address. But the postman knew exactly where to go. Of course.
Of course.
You mightn't think it, but the postman knows way more about you than you think he does.
Yeah, well, I hear these stories a lot and I see them. I think it's happened to Amy Huberman. I think it's actually happened to me, old pal Keith Walsh, that people just write their names and county, no address or anything else on it. And it just gets them because postmen, they're a bit like your GP. They know more about you. And it could be, you know, they could tell a lot about a person, couldn't they?
The postman's no fool, like, he's no fool. Like, no fool. He's approaching you. So I would close the curtains today.
Be nice to your postman is the lesson I'm taking for this. From this. Can you tell me about, I don't know if I want to know about this, you have a story about an owlad looking for love for 73 years. Tell me it ended well. What happened?
No, so this, it was actually really hard to find happy stories this month. I don't know, it's a sign of the times, or it's because it's January, but literally everything was so sad. But this one is sad, but it's bittersweet. And I just thought it was quite lovely. It's the story of a man called Mick Burke from County Tip. And sadly, Mick died at the age of 97, just before Christmas. But he was a bachelor and he was a farmer. But the thing about Mick is that he attended the Listoon Varna Matchmaking Festival religiously for 72 years. For every year he was there. And basically the article was making the point, you know, that he passed away without finding his soulmate.
Ah, oh, Aideen, what are you doing to me?
But it doesn't get better, but I've put a nice twist on it, I think, because Julie Carr, who's the marketing manager of Listoon Varna Matchmaking Festival, said that, you know, he was a legend and he was a bit of a character. Everyone knew him. He was like a part of the festival. And I even think the festival had a party for him at some point. He was just that much of like a big piece of it. And she said that in the 72 years of him attending the festival, he never gave up on his hope of finding love. But I think that he did find love. He found love in the festival and the crack and the people and Listoon Varna.
Yes.
Exactly. And we put so much focus on romantic love, but there's other types. And to be honest, I hope I'm well into my 90s and I'm still in love with the Listoon races. And I'm still there in the middle of young ones dancing and having the crack.
Well said, well said. I think you're absolutely right. He sounded like he was having the best time of his life, right up to, you know, how old was he? Was he 78 or something? How old was he? He's going there 72 years he was attending. So how old was he?
So he was 97 when he died.
97?
Seven. Yeah, he's 97. And to be honest, you're better off being in love with a festival anyway than the person, because like they don't talk back to you.
No.
And you only see him once a year.
Exactly. That's amazing. I like your analogy there and I think you're dead right. Aideen O'Connell, thank you so much. Best of luck with everything. We'll chat to you soon.
Chat to you soon. Thanks,
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.